This is Seth Damour, founder of 1BillionStories.com, the place online where you'll see and hear the great stories of people who have found and fallen in love with our Catholic faith. And I just want to let you know that you really ought to listen to Catholic Vitamins with Deacon Tom and his lovely wife, Dee. Catholic Vitamins, great nourishment for your faith from A to Z.
Welcome to Catholic Vitamins, your dose of spiritual supplements from A to Z. Catholic Vitamins, specially formulated to help you achieve optimum spiritual health. It's time to energize your faith, forget what lies behind, and press on toward the goal.
We've already won.
Here are your hosts for Catholic Vitamins, Deacon Tom Fox and his lovely wife, Dee.
Hi, everyone. The Deacon here, Deacon Tom, riding solo. There's nobody in the shotgun position because Dee is away. She's in Nana Heaven. If you are a friend of Catholic Vitamins, you may have seen the pictures that I posted recently. Dee is in Indiana visiting our son and daughter-in-law and three children. The newest child is a lovely three-week-old daughter named Alexandra Hope, and Dee is holding her in her arms every chance she gets. And she shared a couple of pictures, which I have put on Facebook. So go to Friends of Catholic Vitamins and take a look. This is Catholic Vitamin F for fruitful, fruitful. And this is show number 345. And we have some fruitful ideas, we hope, to nourish your faith from A to Z. St. Paul, in his letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verse 10, wrote these words. This is from the King James Bible, if you happen to be of a Protestant persuasion, using the King James Bible, that you might walk worthily of the Lord, fully pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. And the Bible that I commonly use, the American Standard Version, to walk worthily of the Lord, unto all pleasing activities, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. So we're going to have a guest. Her name is Priscilla Santi, S-A-N-T-I, who has come up with a wonderful little idea. It's a small idea, important to her, and I don't mean to minimize it. But she approached me, I guess we approached each other at the Catholic Charismatic Conference in Phoenix. And she has a delightful product idea that I think will help to appreciate scripture in young children, grandchildren, on sports teams, in just a number of places and ways. We'll get into that as we get into the interview, and I'll post a picture or two from Priscilla's work a little later in the wrap-up of the show. But this is a show on finding ways to be fruitful in our faith walk. Now, I wonder how your Lent is going. Are you feeling that you're being fruitful in your progress in the Lenten desert? I have been feeling like I need to do a little more in my own faith walk this Lent. And I think the Lord has spoken to me with an answer. I'm going to try to do a pustinia. A what? What? A pustinia? Well, pustinia is a word which originates from the Russian language, and it means desert. And a pustinia room is a small room, like a cabin, where someone may go and spend time in peace and silence. The word was made a little more well-known by a Catholic activist, Catherine Doherty, servant of God, who is the foundress of Madonna House in Canada. And she wrote a book, Pustinia, Christian Spirituality for the Western World. And I've read the book. I think it is a wonderful invitation for us to spend time quiet, in quiet. And the way that Pustinia is practiced in the Madonna House family and those who follow that way of thinking is to spend 24 hours, sometimes 48, but 24 hours in complete silence with bread, water, tea, and Holy Scripture. No iPhones, no iPods, no telephones. And I've done this once before, and I found it very beautiful, and I intend to do it again. I've made outreach to our local Madonna House in Arizona and asked if they'll be able to get me in during Lent. And if not, I'm sort of making a mental promise to the Lord that I will continue my Lenten desert walk by going into Pustinia when they are able to provide facility for me. So I wonder how you would feel about the idea of shutting down completely for 24 hours, spending time with the Lord, with Scripture. And this sort of ties in with our guest, Priscilla Santi, who we'll bring to you in a little while. This is the beginning of our show. We call our first two segments Prattle, Prattle 1 and Prattle 2. And so I'll take a short break, let our dog Maggie out. She's beginning to make noise, and you might have heard in the background. And I'll be back in a few moments for Prattle Part 2.
I want to be a flower in your garden. I want to be a star within your sky. I want to be a member of your body. I want to be a singer in your choir. And I want to be just one word within your story. I want to be faithful to your call. Oh, to be a single note in your symphony, Father, teach me how to be small.
Here we are back with the second part of Catholic Vitamins, Catholic Vitamin F for fruitful. I went on the Madonna House site. I want to share some words from Catherine Doherty herself, servant of God Catherine Doherty, about Pustinia, because I really think that it is profitable, it's fruitful to think about this during Lent. It may be impossible for you, given the amount of time left in Lent, for you to do this exactly as described here, but perhaps you could take this into your thinking and planning for the future, or you might be able to do some form of Pustinia in your own home if you're able to do so in quiet. So here's some words from Catherine Doherty. Pustinias at Madonna House are usually small, simple cabins or rooms furnished with a hard bed, small table and chair, the Bible, a plain cross, and perhaps an icon of the Mother of God. It is here that the staff members go to make a Pustinia. Scripture is the only book taken to Pustinia, and through the praying of Scripture, we are immersed in the Word of God. To this, fasting on bread and water is added. The intention of Pustinia is always for others, for the needs of the church, the world, and those who have asked for prayers. As Catherine said of Pustinia, let me just move my speaker here, you are there in silence with God so that he can speak to your heart. The word Pustinia is Russian, meaning desert. I've already said that. It means geographically a place like Sahara, but it also means more. It means the lonely place that souls sometimes have to enter to find the God who dwells within them. For a long time, I, Catherine, have been thinking that we of the lay apostolate of Madonna House should have a Pustinia, a desert to which we could go to be in solitude and silence, to pray and do penance. And she said that she makes intercession in Pustinia for all fellow men, brothers and sisters in Christ. So I offer that to you because I think it it really ties beautifully with Lent, the idea of entering silence. It's so hard for us. You know, I'm involved with Catholic Vitamins, with interviews. I'm involved with our Catholic radio station. I've been a pretty active deacon in the church, and I receive probably 30 to 40 emails a day. I'm just a very busy person, and I'm sure in your own life walk, you're a pretty busy person too. The challenge for us is to go into the desert this Lent. And so I share these thoughts from Madonna House about the word pustinia. I think that it is quite profitable. And speaking of profitable and fruitful, St. Paul in his letter to the Philippians wrote, "If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet what shall I choose? I do not know." Well, you know, he was faced with the struggle of wanting to go to heaven, wanting to be united with Jesus, but the struggle, of course, of deciding to continue on with the journey here on earth. And he was seeking guidance from the Lord for that. And I think that we can take that into our own pustinia thoughts for this Lent. So that's part two. Next up, after a short break, we'll bring you our guest, Priscilla Santi.
We are a young and diverse generation, helping those in need and promoting human rights. We care for the environment. We embrace authentic witnesses and dream of a better world. Our passion comes from God, who loves us even when we fall and cheers on our victories. If you sometimes wonder, is there something more? Then come and see at CatholicsComeHome.com.
Next up on Catholic Vitamins, I'd like to introduce our listeners to a new friend in my life. I was at the Charismatic Conference in Phoenix, as some of you listeners who've been with us a few shows know, and I met a delightful lady, Priscilla Santi, who has an unusual product line or an inspired product line that she's created. We'll get into that in just a moment. I'd like to welcome Priscilla to Catholic Vitamins, and thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome, Deacon Tom. I'm privileged to have an honor to speak about the Lord.
Amen, amen. You know, we were not that far apart in the Phoenix Catholic Charismatic Conference, and I saw what you were doing. I was intrigued. I guess a lot of other people were too, and I came over and talked to you and was inspired by your inspiration and asked if you would spend a few moments on our Catholic Vitamins podcast. You agreed to do that. But before we get into that, how about if I ask you for a short version of your faith walk, a little testimony about you as a Catholic?
Well, I love Jesus and always have from when I was little. It's just got larger as I got older. And I love being Catholic because I feel that the sacraments and that we have the grid work, we have the Eucharist, and we have so much richness in our church. And I'm hungry for more of the Lord each and every day. So I love to be able to talk to Him. When I get up and I go to bed, I'm all over Him. And in the morning, I make Him a cup of coffee and enjoy Him. So for me, it's the Bible that has brought the Lord alive and the Scripture. I'm fascinated with the stories about it, and I love to just take Ruth, walk with her, take Isaiah, walk with him, and Jesus, walk with him. So I've always had this touch of God, and I think the charismatic renewal for me uplifted that or turned a key for it, because then the Holy Spirit became alive and well in my life, and he is the sweetest best friend that I have.
Amen.
And so, thank you.
Amen. Yeah. Priscilla, our listeners who've been with us a while have heard me, maybe they're even tired of me talking about going to Franciscan University for 11 years. And the first time that I was baptized in the Holy Spirit and was talking with, in that case, Father Michael Scanlon, who was the president of Franciscan University, and I was telling him I didn't want to leave. That's how powerfully I felt the beautiful emotion that you've just described. And Father Scanlon said to me, the Holy Spirit brought you here for a reason, and the Holy Spirit wants you to go home for a reason. And here I am, and I'm on the phone with you. So maybe that was part of the plan from a while ago. Before we get into the product that you've created, the thing that so intrigued me and others, you were at this charismatic conference. To me, it was a wonderful faith get together. Did it work for you? And are you doing other things in the area of charismatic renewal?
Yes, the conference was beautiful. I was very touched about the community of the people and how many men were there with their arms raised, and how many people were of one accord, how humble they were and how free they were to give the Lord praise. And I was impressed with the worship teams, that they were very inspiring. The speakers, of course, they were wonderful. And I just sensed that those people walked the walk and talked the talk, because, you know, everybody goes to conference, they hear nice talks, and then it really goes nowhere. But I sensed that in this Phoenix Charismatic Renewal, I sense that these people went home and lived out their faith. In fact, I talked to many of them, so I know that they do. Mm-hmm. And that's what's the important thing, is really walking out your faith. You know, you could stay and it's all nice and fun and good, but you've got to go home and you have to live your life in the real world, and you have to be you have to carry Jesus to people who may not have that opportunity that we had, or we have to deal with things that we don't normally like to deal with, and we have to do it as a Christian, as a person that knows the Lord. Or what good is it? I mean,
Amen.
You know, who are we anyway?
All right. Well, what I discovered about our guest, Priscilla Santi, is that she has a deep love. She's already said a few words about this, but she has a deep love of Scripture. And it became an idea, which became an inspired idea, which became a product. So, Priscilla, tell us about Iron on Scripture.
Okay. So my product called Iron on Scripture started with my grandkids, and I have almost 10, but the older ones now, I have one in college. Well, I developed these Iron-On scriptures because I wanted the kids to know the Word of God. Some of them go to church, some don't. Some really don't know. The Word does what it says it's going to do. When the Lord says, I'm more than a conqueror, you are more than a conqueror. When he says that you're born again, you're a new creation, the old has passed away, it's true. If he says you can do all things, not just some things, through Christ who strengthens me, he means what he says, and he's going to do something about it. So I started ironing these scriptures that I developed in all their pajamas and all their blankets and all their clothes. And one time I even took it to my grandson's football coach, and they had never won a state championship in the history of the 29 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed they were winning the games, and my grandson was on the varsity team. And I went to the coach and I said, you know, coach, we're going to pray that we take this championship, that you win, because you're a good man. And this is your year. I just know it. And so I handed him the scripture. I said, you make sure each kid gets one of these scriptures and puts them in their uniform. And I said, you know, like then, you know, it'll cover them and we'll cover them in prayer. And the minute we did that, the whole team had 2 days to go to the game, and they all came down with a stomach flu. Four of them were in the emergency room. They took off for the game in a sick bus and a well bus, and the coach was on the well bus throwing up. So it was grueling. I thought the Lord was having fun with me. I don't know. But anyway, the game went nowhere, 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 nowhere. And then at the last quarter, I saw the pass come. And the two kids from either team, they had their hands in the air, and we caught the ball. And from then on, the atmosphere changed for our team, and we won that game. And I always give credence. My grandson said, Nana, they said it's a miracle. And I says, you know, it's the Lord that did that for us. Mm-hmm. And so there many miracles came out of that. My swim, I have a little grandson that's, he's an awesome swimmer. He never knew he could swim in his life. And now we have the scripture on his towel, and he took it. And he had come in, I guess, 19th in the state for his age group. But this was a kindergartner that never swam before. And he wanted to make sure he had those good words on his towel. So I put it everywhere for them. And they always look at it at school. And so I developed the product to actually sell and put on the market. So now it's not only for children and grandmas. We have them for military. I have scripture for military, policemen, firemen. We have it for the lost. If you have somebody in your family who's lost, throw it in their pillowcase and declare those words over them. Mm-hmm. And it's a good product. It lasts for many years. You can take that product to Goodwill after you're ready and done, and it'll go on. So I'm just grateful to have this opportunity to talk about the importance of the Word of God, and that I found a way to get it out there on clothing. Even at the nursing home, they could put these scriptures on the people's back so they can read it off each other's back. It's kind of fun to think of all the things you could do with it.
So let me just interject for those who are listening to this and trying to imagine, since this is a verbal communications medium, these are relatively narrow strips that can be ironed on to fabric, and they will stay. Is that right, Priscilla? There's through some.
Yes, it's a very easy process of a dry iron in less than 10 seconds. And its scripture is on your fabric for good.
Wow. And as you've suggested, this can be done inside or at the bottom of clothes that children are wearing, inside sport uniforms or military uniforms or public safety uniforms. And the last thing suggested that you just gave was that they could even be done in a nursing home, maybe on the back of someone's sweater or shirt or something where others could read them.
Sure.
I'm sure there's a lot of creative ideas. How do you have these packaged so people will understand how you have them packaged for sale?
Well, there you can see all the different packages on our website, which is irononscripture.org. And each package you have a picture of each package, and you also have the scripture that comes in those packages. Each package has different scriptures. And the one I use for the little guys is the blue packet, and they're short and very easy to memorize. And then the sport teams, that's an awesome package also. That comes with 10 scripture, but they're just two different ones so that the team can memorize both of those two. I always like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and I'm more than a conqueror, for those sport teams, so they have confidence going out. Yeah, it's very easy, creative to put it in places where, you know, you just put it in. Now I have a habit, I put it in all my clothes, all my bottoms of my dresses, or I put it in the bottoms of my shirts or sides of my shirts, and I always know it's there. Sometimes I just feel if it's there, and then I think, which one do I have on now? And it'll say, you know, I'm a temple of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And I go, yes, that's right.
A minute ago, you said irononscripture.org. The information I brought home with me says irononscripture.com. Is it both, or?
Tom, thank you for saving my life there. Okay, it is. It's dot com.
Well, irononscripture.com. And if someone wanted
to... I can memorize the scripture. I can't memorize my website. That's funny.
If someone wanted to call you or email you, do you want to give that contact information?
Sure. Absolutely. My phone number is 847-962-7307. And my email address is my name, Priscilla, P-R-I-S-C-I-L-L-A, J for Jane, Santi, S-A-N-T-I, at gmail.com. And we're just getting ready to launch the fundraising for Catholic schools so that they can use this product and make and earn 50% of what they take in for this product. So I'm excited about that. I would love to go to schools also and teach them about the word and the power of it. So that's something I'd like to just put out there.
Very good. I'm going to ask you to send me a picture of one of these or a couple of these that we can use when we post this on our Catholic Vitamins face page for the show.
Okay.
And once again, we'll have your contact information there when we post the show if anybody would like to follow up. Priscilla Santi, thank you for your faith witness. Thank you for your testimony. And thank you for Iron On Scripture.
Thank you, Deacon, for the opportunity to share this. And thank you, Jesus.
Come, let us sing to the Lord. Come, let us sing to the Lord. With praise, let us approach him with praise, let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing a joyful song to the Lord.
Well, dear friends, Priscilla Santi is an example that no matter what age, a faithful grandma in the Catholic Church can come up with an idea that'll make the lives of others fruitful. Our Catholic vitamin for this show, make their lives fruitful and wrap them in holy scripture, inspired scripture. We heard just a short bit of a piece from Bob Rice. Bob Rice, as you may know, is the music director for Franciscan University, and he plays for all the summer conferences. He has played for the Priest Deacon Seminarian Conference for 8 or 9 years. He does all of the Steubenville Youth Conferences that occur at Franciscan and Steubenville, and some of the ones that he goes on the road. So he's allowed us to play some of his music, and he's been a guest a couple times on Catholic Vitamins. Well, speaking of a guest, those of you who were with us on the last show may remember that a dear friend of Dee and the Deacon, Her name is Sandy, Sandy G. She has been diagnosed with ALS. One of the first symptoms that she had, she told us about, was that she was slurring her words without any sort of liquid thing that would cause that. And so she was going from doctor to doctor, and finally, after much medical evaluation, she was told that she had ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, which is a terrible, as you know, cross to carry. And she talked last show using a voice box computer that she has in her possession. And she did a short reflection on what it's like to carry a cross, and how she described how the size of the cross can vary. So I asked Sandy if she'd be willing to consider doing any further reflections for Catholic Vitamins for our listeners. And she jumped right into this week's show, and she sent us another reflection. I know the voice will sound a little bit automated, like something coming from a computer, but now that you've heard the background, you'll understand why. And we are very blessed to be spiritual journey mates and friends with Sandy. Here she is.
One of my favorite Bible stories is about the woman at the well. Wow. I could meditate on that story for days. I'm going to take a liberty here and give the woman a name. I'm going to call her Cherish. Cherish went to the well, day after day, by herself. Why do you think she avoided people? She always came, in the heat of the day, when there was no one else around. I think that Cherish might have been a lifelong victim of bullying and battering. The other women probably accosted her with their snide remarks. And the men probably said and suggested things to her. After all, she had had five husbands, and the man she was living with was a temporary arrangement. The other people's tongues must have really wagged when Cherish showed up at the well. I wonder about the men in her life. What were they like? Did they berate and belittle her? Was she a release for their hostility? Was she a punching bag for their brutality? No wonder Cherish wanted to be alone. Not only did she have bruises and scars on the inside, but I have a hunch she had them outside as well. Imagine how surprised Cherish must have been when Jesus showed up at the well. This Jesus was totally different from the other men she encountered. He somehow knew all about Cherish. Yet, with this knowledge, did he put her down or condemn her? No. Jesus did what comes naturally for him. He simply loved her. His love completely transformed Cherish. She no longer chose isolation. She couldn't wait to tell people about Jesus and his love and mercy. After a brief encounter with Jesus, Cherish went from being a victim to being a victor. And so it is with us. Jesus is waiting for us to come to the well with all of our bruises and scars. He wants to heal us and restore us, but most of all, he simply wants to love us. And then, just like Cherish, we will leave the well no longer victims, but victors in Christ Jesus.
Thank you, dear Sandy Greggs, and we are up to the end part of the show. We have one thing left to do here. This is our hot-off-the-presses segment that we've been doing so far this year. We receive a lot of books from publishers, in case you're new to the show, and we can't always have the time to interview the authors, although we sure would like to do more of them. But we're giving away to one of you one of these two books. The first one I have in my hand is Single and Catholic, Finding Meaning in Your State of Life by Judy Keene. This is published by Sophia Institute Press. I happen to have hired a young, middle-aged woman who has just recently gone through a divorce, and she's struggling with a lot of conflicting emotions, and she's doing a good job in the work for us. But whatever your state in life, if you find yourself single and Catholic, you might like this book. And the other book that we're going to give away is Mary's Way, The Power of Entrusting Your Child to God. This is by Judy Landrieu Klein. It has a foreword by Catholic mom Lisa Hendy, and it's published by Ave Maria Press. And if you'd like either of those books, send your request. Just to do Mary's Way or Single and Catholic, whichever one you want. Send that to catholicvitamins@gmail.com, and we'll put your entry request into one of Dee's famous baskets. And I think next time that we do a Catholic Vitamins, we'll probably pull a name for giving away a copy of the book. Now, you use that same email address if you'd like to take a guess at the next Catholic Vitamin. You know, we go through the alphabet A to Z. We just did fruitful today. May your Lent be fruitful. May your journey be fruitful. Our next vitamin is vitamin G. It has six letters. It ends in H. Starts with a G, ends with an H. And I'll give you a little bit of an extra clue. This is almost a slam dunk. If you do a little bit of research on our website, this one will have part two as part of its name, but the vitamin itself is G, ends in H. So that's Catholic Vitamins without the lovely and charming voice of Dee, who is in Indiana. I did talk to her earlier today, and she's just getting lots of grandma baby holding time, and she's loving it, and she's bonding with the other two daughters that are in that family, young daughters. So, Dee, may you be blessed in your travel back to Arizona, and please join us here at the Podcast Palace for our next Catholic Vitamin. We thank you, listeners, and we're always on the lookout for new voice talent for new contributors to Catholic Vitamins. And if you are a part of that, let us know. We're making outreach to some others even as I speak. Blessings, and we'll see you on the next show.
Finally, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And we'll see you next time on Catholic Vitamins.
Place where I grew, drove around in my car, made the sign of a cross when I passed a church, but it had become a bar. I think it was Saint Stanislaus couple of years before, but when I went in, they weren't singing hymns, they were drinking to rock and roll. Well, I could not believe what had happened, so I asked the bartender how. I said, tell me, where have all the Catholics gone? He said, they come round more often now. Let this be a church again. Come back to your home. Remind us what these walls are for, to worship you alone. They removed the pews, the altar too. They kept the stained glass, and the folks gathered there for a different prayer, a different kind of a mass. The bartender can hear your confession. You can even order bread and wine, but you'll not be forgiven transgressions or partake of the bread of life. Let this be a church again. Come back to your home. Remind us what these walls are for, to worship you alone. Don't get me wrong by the tone of this song. I frequented pubs before. It's just my heart aches to see pints and see kegs in a place made to be so much more. Weren't we all made to be so much more? So let us be a church again. Come back to your home. Remind us what these hearts are for, to worship you alone. Oh, let us be a church again. Come back to your home. Remind us what these hearts are for, to worship you alone.